Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Tonight we just gave, we give God the glory, we praise God, we thank God for everything God has done for us. While we're getting ready for the radio program, there are certain things I'd like to just bring to the attention of a lot of people that we have on the line with us very shortly. One thing we have to remember, that God has made a commitment to us. And in that commitment, God has made some promises. And in making those promises, God also put it so we can come before him and speak before him. Remember, one thing that God is able to keep us more than anything else. Tonight, I want to just say, we've had a great day today. We thank God. We believe God. We watch God do some things. And we've seen God do some things. We've heard God do some things. And God has blessed us immensely. And in blessing us, he took us to another level. And in taking us to another level, he blessed us so. All right, good, dial in. I said, go ahead and dial in.
Okay,
then. All right. And one of the things that I take notice of, the love of God exceeds abundantly. And in his love, he takes us to level, to level, to level, to level. And taking us to level, he takes us to a place where it says, I know that you are my son, you are my daughter. And God will take us and love us and live within us and talk within us and take us to the next level. The longer we call on him, the more he will just do what he says he's going to do. I want to take us to the point where we can say, yes, Lord. Or we can say, no, Lord. But God is so good, his mercy. His mercy endures forever. And the more we see what God is doing, the more we take God at his word. And so I just want to thank God. I have on the line with us right now, Brother Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. You got the line, so let's take you in charge right now. God bless you.
All right, Preacher Manna, thank you very much. I have a short message for tonight. I'm going to see what God laid on my heart. We all been talking about it for the last week or two, but I'm going to explain the best way I can tonight, and I hope somebody that's listening with spiritual ears that need to hear this here will hear it and receive it into their spirit and do what they have to do. The topic of my little speech tonight is, what must I do to be saved? There's a lot of preachers that take you around the block, want you to look up to them for your salvation, but the only person that can give you salvation is Jesus. I'm going to use the example of Paul when he was in jail. The jailer asked him a long time ago, a Roman jailer asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? Paul didn't wait, take him around the block, give him a long answer.
Yes.
So immediately and said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house shall be saved also. You find that in Acts the 16th chapter through the 30th through the 31st verse. And it's real simple, as I keep telling everybody. If we deny ourselves of ourselves, empty ourselves of this, what the world done taught us, empty ourselves of trying to please the flesh, because Paul talked about that too, the spiritual man and the fleshly man. He said the spirit man will always win out if we put the fleshly man aside. The spirit can always win out because we got help with the spirit. We got help with the Holy Ghost. We got help with Jesus. We got help with God. It's as simple as that. I'm not going to prolong this anymore. Mankind is lost. And you could tell this thing we in the last days, because like the Bible says, we're running from the land to the sea, from the sea to the land, from the land back to the sea back to the land again, looking and searching for the truth. And all these New Age preachers and thinkers and philosophers, they get so caught up in self, want to be so important, they don't give the simple answer. The simple answer is Jesus.
Amen.
Take it to Jesus. You want to be saved, take it to Jesus. I know a lot of homosexuals. I know a lot of lesbians. I know all sorts of deviant people. And a lot of them tells me the same thing I'm going to tell you. A lot of them don't like what they doing. They don't like it. Because most of them, black, white, Hispanic, whatever ethnic group you call yourself, was brought up hearing the truth of God. They've been taught the truth. They know the truth. They know what they're doing is wrong according to God's word. But mankind tells them it's all right to be this way. So they got this fight going on within themselves, this war going on, the struggle. And I'm here to give you the simple answer to it all. I don't care how educated your preacher might be, your pastor might be, whatever you want to call yourself. I don't care how educated he might be. The answer is real simple. Take it to the cross. Take it to the foot of Jesus. Repent, like John said. Confess, repent, and give it to Jesus. If you want to be saved, it's that simple. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. It's all you got to do. And the Bible teaches me, if you take one step towards the Father, he's going to take two. Just like the prodigal son. When the father seen his lost son coming home down the road, the father ran out to meet him. He didn't wait for the son to finish the journey by himself. He ran out to meet him. He put the finest robe of purple sable around his shoulders. He put a ring of gold on his finger. He put shoes on his feet. He had the fattest calf killed and told everybody, this is my son, who he was lost. Now it's found. It's real simple. And I get so sick, my soul hurts, my spirit hurts. When these, like I keep saying it, them Jesus pimps, they pimping Jesus for a prize to make themselves rich. I get so sick of them Jesus pimps, pimping Jesus, making it this long, drawn-out affair to be saved. And they call you up to the altar to make an altar call. And the altar call is so long, the repentance prayer. Sometimes I have time some of them. It's 15 or 20 minutes sometimes. And all you got to do is cry out, Lord, like Peter did when the waves of was about to drown him and he was going under, he cried out the shortest and the greatest prayer in the Bible. Lord, save me. That's how easy it is. It don't take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes. But that man that's up there that's leading you into the repentance prayer, he's putting so much of himself into it. He's been taking Jesus, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost out of it. It's an easy thing to do to be saved. Cry out. Cry out. Jesus said he's the good shepherd. He'll come looking for you. You cry out, he'll come looking for you. It's that simple, people. And I know some of you are looking for this profound answer or words to be delivered to you tonight about how what you must do to be saved, I'm going to give you God's answer. Cry out to the Son. Because when he rose and ascended back into the Father, all power in heaven and earth was placed in his hand. You cry out to God. Now God will tell you, take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. He's the reason that you can be saved. He redeemed you back to me. You was lost. The price had to be paid. He shed his blood for us. He went through all the suffering, the indignation that a human being could suffer for us to have a hope at glory. And he's the hope. Jesus is the only answer. Dr. So-and-so that's in the pulpit preaching or whatever he called himself, he's not the answer. And if he's telling you he's the answer, the reason you got to go through him to get through Jesus, you need to find another house of worship. Because you are the church, you need to find another house to worship in. I tell you all the time, I laugh a lot of the time, then I cry more than I lay. I do. They making this so hard for a person to be saved. Making it so hard when it's the simplest thing in the world. Repent. Confess, repent, and ask Jesus to come into your life. It's that simple. I keep saying those words. It's that simple. I've educated myself. I got one semester to go if I go back and finish up, and I have a bachelor in building technology. I would if I go back just for one more semester. I've learned a lot of what man says about things. I read a whole lot of books, hundreds and hundreds of books. Can I remember any authors? Most of the time, I can't remember the author, but I like to just read. I probably out of all the books I done read, I probably can tell you the name of three of the authors. It's about it. Might could recall three. But all that don't mean nothing. I'd rather give it all up I done learned to utter these few words I'm uttering to you tonight in the simplest way I can utter them. Take no problems to Jesus. Whatever problem you have with the flesh, take it to Jesus. Because if you don't, one of these days you will look up like diabetes did, and you will look up in hell. And I said it one night on the show. Why should we be born in a hell, live in a hell, and die and go to a hell? That don't make any sense to me. It really don't. And this is in the Bible. It's in Jeremiah. It said, woe be unto the pastor that lead my sheep astray. Hell shall be full of thee. A lot of these pastors shall look up to and praise and give all the glory to. They're going to be in hell right alongside you, called the blind is leading the blind. Most of the pastors in the pulpit nowadays is headed to hell. And they're taking a lot of God's people that could be in God's kingdom to hell with them. And that's just as simple as that. I know it. Preacher men know it. There's some other people on the line listening to me tonight. I have a speech impediment. I mean, my voice is not working up well today. But I hope somebody hear what I have to say tonight. I'm talking about Jesus.
Amen.
He can fix anything. If he can raise Lazarus from the dead.
Amen.
If he can tell the woman at the well about herself. All she had done in her whole life. if he can bend down and write in the sand when he caught a woman in sin committing adultery and tell them about themselves, don't you think he can fix what's wrong with you?
Amen.
If he can call the world into existence, he's the Word. And the Word, according to the Bible, the world was called into existence. The seen and the unseen world was called into existence by Jesus when he was called the Word. If he can do all this here, don't you think he can save you if you cry out to him? Now, preacher man.
Yes, sir.
I'm done with it tonight. I'm leaving room for some other woman of God, a man of God that's got some input into this here.
Okay.
I'm opening the lines up to someone else tonight. I don't want no praise. I don't want no glory. I want God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost to get all the glory.
Amen.
So I'm opening the lines up tonight.
Amen. My brother, I know
yes,
that one thing we come to the conclusion of, it's all about a man called Jesus who came in the flesh. He came in the flesh. He walked amongst us for 33 years. And on the 30th year, something began to happen. The 3 years left in his ministry, he began to walk and talk and do things. But he took those things
yes,
and talked to them about his word. And so we're not going to put the pastors down. We're going to pray for them. Some have not been trained properly. Some just don't understand what we're saying. We pray for them. We reach out and try to touch them and bring them to a place where they can. Now, later on, we're going to have this lady back on the line with us, Mrs. Jackson. But I got two or three people that are lines open right now. And I'm going to ask them, do they have a word for you? Do you have something to say tonight? Can we talk? Your last four numbers is 3789. Can we talk? Amen. Can we talk? Well, let me say it like this here. Somebody, I refuse to give out your whole phone number because that'd be against the law. I will give you a last phone number, 7362. Are you there?
Yes, this is Sister Pat.
Well, go ahead. You got something? Yeah, well, go ahead and tell us. You got something to say? Tell us. Talk to us. Can we talk?
Yes, sir. We talking about our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. It ain't nothing but good conversation to talk about. That's the one that brought us to where we at now. And we thank
Amen.
God for Jesus waking up this morning in our right mind with the activities of our limbs. I mean,
Amen.
That's a blessing there. And we are grateful. We are grateful for God, who paid the price way back on Calvary 2,000 years ago. So when we acknowledge him and we talk about him, I mean, we can't say nothing but thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Feel good. Keep talking.
I enjoyed that message. That was a great message. That was a message from your heart. You crying out to Jesus. Yes, you are crying out to Jesus, and we all heard your cry. God heard your cry. And, God is good. God is good. Trust me. He will. He will hear you. He will give you the desire of your heart. Why would a man gain the world and lose his soul?
Amen.
I mean, that's a lot to speak about. So, I mean, we just got to stay prayed up, and we got to read that word. That word is our food. The word is our strength. The word would make us stand on that solid rock. So I thank God for Jesus for that word. That was a powerful word that you brought forward for God's children tonight. Amen.
Amen. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do you have anybody out there that you know live in Louisiana, Chicago, Philadelphia? But I want to send a shout out to them while you're on the line with us right now. We're talking to the worldwide. You got somebody you want to say something to? You want to have prayer with? I'm not trying to put you on the line and take you to the level. If you're not comfortable, don't do it. But you got somebody that you love, that you're trying to reach out there. We're sending the word through them in prayer. And the line is still open to you, sister. Amen.
Amen. No, sir. No, sir. I don't have no one to send a shout out to but God's children, the whole world. The whole world, I can send a shout out.
Well, that's a challenge. That's a challenge.
But
amen.
Believe in God, stand on His word, and watch. He will give you the desire of your heart. He
amen.
Is a healer, He is a lawyer, He is a doctor. He's your solid rock. And ain't nobody can heal you, ain't nobody can help you, but our Father that's in
amen.
Him. And
preach
I
on,
thank
sister.
You
preach on.
For that. Thank you for that shout out, because the world needs to know. All you need to do is connect to Jesus. His line is never busy. He said, just call on me, and I'll show you great and mighty things.
Amen.
Just call on him. His ears is open. So just call on him and watch he work wonders in your life. Amen.
Amen. One of the things I would say to all of us, the more we trust God, the more we believe in God, the more God can use us where He wants us. Anybody else got something they want to say? The line's open. Anybody else? The line's open. What I want to say is while we're waiting for this, our dear sister to come online. You know, we live in a time of today where there are many people do not understand what God is doing. It's because some are ignorant, because the Bible says some know not because they have been blinded by the darkness of evil. It's our job to raise it up to them, to make them understand. If you come to Jesus, He'll make it more possible for you. But if you want to stay where you are, it means you have no concern. If I might just say this just a moment, there are many people right now that are sick with cancer. God has given us the power to set them people cancer-free, heart attack-free.
Yeah.
But it's a cost factor. It's a cost factor there. Some want to know. Amen. And so I'm speaking from what I know, not what I heard. When the doctor told me I had cancer, I said, that cancer didn't come from me. It came from Lucifer, the devil.
Amen.
Kind of discouraged
Amen.
Me. But I kept the faith in what God was doing through me, and God healed my body. In healing my body, He brought me to a point to say, can you trust me? Yes, Lord, I can trust you. And every so often, they come and they test me and say, I'm still cancer free. Now, if I'm saying to you, and see, when my heart was all inoperable, I just kept talking to God. I've had this
song,
and I just kept saying, I said, Lord, you made me a promise. You said, not me. You said you would heal. You sent your word to heal me.
Amen.
Now, if you sent your word to heal me, what must I do to continue? He said, receive it and believe it and keep moving forward. Wow.
Amen.
So when I went to the doctor there said there was a thickness around my heart. They showed it to me. I got the picture. They showed it to me. They gave me some of this kind of medicine, this kind of medicine. I said, Lord, the best medicine, like we say on the prayer line, the best medicine is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And so when I went back to the doctor, they've been checking. They said, okay, it's getting smaller and smaller. And so the devil said, I told you, you're going to go get a prayer for God. I said, oh, I'm already there. I'm already there. Why am I saying this? Somebody out there in land got to hear what we're saying. We can't look down. We got to look up. Because the devil is our enemy. Like Brother Charles was saying, one thing we have to come to a point to say is nobody but Christ, our Savior. And the more we take notice of what he's saying to us, the more we can exercise his benefits. What are some of his benefits? Some of us, does anybody know what some of God's benefits are? Can we talk? What are some of his benefits? Can we talk?
Amen. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our savior. He's our everything. All we have to do is talk to him to depend on him.
Amen. When I say the word, I pray, God, we come to the realness. And I'm understanding. I want this word to super soak into the lives of some people believing. Because right now, we're finding a lot of people. I will say this to you. We had a man today, they voted him. They know. See, a L-I-E is a L-I-E. Am I right? A lie is a lie. And so the enemy lied today on the world watching. They know when you committed a sin or committed something wrong, and they come all and decide, well, we know he done something wrong. We know Lucifer done something wrong, but we want to just do a bypass on that. How crazy can we get? Sometimes, I say this with love, if we don't come together and start being a unit, find a place in our hearts where we can worship God. Find a place in our understanding where we can talk to God. Find a place in our heart where we can say, God, I surrender to you. And in your surrender to him, God makes it available. One other thing I want to say right quick while we're on the line. We've got time, but I want to let it be known. Brother Charles brought to my attention. I've been doing research in the deep. He said, Brother Hunter, you know that the first Hebrews were black? Get out of here, man. I look for that. But I've come to find out, and reading my Bible, I found that whole area there was where when God told Abraham they could walk from one place to another. When Jesus came to the world, they had a place where they could leave one place and walk over into Egypt. God put a lot out there. I said, oh, my God. And I had a man that come on one night on the television. He said, a lot of folks out there saying, some people, that God is black. He said God was not black. He had the skin of a black man. He had the skin of a black man. His wife had the skin of a black man. So that interests me. What? You mean I have lineage, but I was not born of the family. I am a Gentile. As a Gentile, I have to be brought into the family. Am I right about it, somebody?
Amen.
Yes, you are.
And see, because of the fact, when Jesus came and gave his life, he came because, as we were saying, God did some things for the Hebrews, for the Jews, for the Hebrews, and I said in that manner, bring it forward. He told them, says, salvation is of the Jews. They ain't got to repent because I've chosen them. Secondly, he said, I've given them all the money in the world. They would have no need to ask anything. But he said, one last thing I want them to do. When I'm getting ready to send into the world, I want you to just remember, I'm sending my word into the world. And you know, the Jews rejected him. Now, we go and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We find out how they beat up on Jesus profoundly. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
They did Jesus wrong. They tried to come in. The first miracle he did, he took the water and made wine. It was an indication of who I am. Then he raised the dead man. He raised many from the dead. And so my question to me, hope somebody's hearing me, why somebody, we can't just lay hands on somebody and raise them from the dead? I've seen it happen in my life. Honey, you're going too deep. No, I'm not. The Bible says to you and I, go you therefore, in other words, get ready to go out into the world and preach this gospel. And the best way you can reach that is through the airwaves. God has provided us with an airwave. It's called the Blog Talk Radio. We can reach around the world and talk to many people, but it's up to us to do what God has called us to do. And you know one thing else I wanted to share with some more people that's out there listening? Somebody right now has different things. They're hungry. They have no shoes to put on their body. They have no clothes for their backs. They're staying in an unspeakable place. But you know what? God said, I will if they will. Those will, I will, you will, I will. If you will submit and commit, I will bless you with all you need.
Amen.
And see, one thing I love about our brother on the Block Radio, he comes forward, stands up. But I will say this to everyone, every man, every woman, God is still available for us. Now, we got everything going up in Washington, D.C. The president, he'd been exonerated with a bunch of lies. But now, here come the outfall. A lie is going to get caught. Am I right? Am I right, preacher man?
You just as right as you can be.
And see, when you get caught, you can't go, I didn't mean to do that. Don't stop that lie. My God. This God we serve is so good to us. He's so good to us. And you know one thing else I will say? Now, I've invited the lady on our program tonight. Her name is Maria T. Jackson. Are you there? Ms. Jackson, are you there? Let me see if I can get her to call in one more time. Because I wanted to say something else. When you hear what a woman has said, what God has done through her, the position she has, a judge stepped down. Now, you know what that means. You step down from your office to follow God's mandate. Some people say you're crazy. Some people say you're crazy. Are you really crazy? Let me see. Yes. I'm ready for what we're talking about you now. I'm going to give you the number to call in, okay? That's good. All right. 817. Okay. You want the number? Yes, you got it. Just call in right now. We can do it right now. And let them see what you got to say. God bless you. Amen. So see how we got the village, the viability to bring somebody else in. And some people, I don't want to be involved in politics. Let me tell you something. Politics moves the mountain in your life because God has some people to operate through. And as a result of that, he will use somebody and going to do it. Well, I know the lady's a busy lady. I know the lady's busy, but I want to get a voice to say, she's going to give me a few minutes just to say something. And I want to thank God for Brother Jim, for my brother, Charles, for what he's done. I want to thank some others that come on the line with us. But you know what? When you're working for God, it's not easy, but it's full of love. It's full of love. Some people are not going to love you. Some people are going to disrespect you. Some people are going to lie to you. But when you love God, you do not mind. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so, as soon as she come on, I'm just saying this here. In addition to that, in Houston, Texas, young man last night had a mental problem, got on the freeway and started chasing around. And before he knew it, they chased him, they cut down some. But he could have killed a lot of people moving here and there. But God has a provision through somebody. One of the sisters told us this morning, she said, she was in that same chase. And she starts praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And that's the key to the fullness of what God has promised us. She began to pray in the Holy Spirit. And the car, the big wreck that was coming through, this man driving so fast like a bat out of hell, God put an angel around her and protected her. And she gave her testimony to us this morning. That's how accurate God is. And I thank God. I thank God for everything. Now, if she come on, we'll get it on and we'll just go. But I wanted to say to Brother Charles once again. Brother Charles?
Yes, sir.
I thank God for you, man. I think what God has done for
God
you through you. Amen. So the best is yet to come. So we'll
yes,
see.
Sir.
The best is yet to come. And I'm going to say this with love in my heart to everybody. You have a right to come on this Blog Talk Radio with a subject, want to talk to some people. And let me tell you something I found out. If you got somebody living in Louisiana, give them that number, and you can talk to them while we're on the phone. They can hear your voice. They ain't heard them many, many. I got some people that heard my voice in about 4 years. Amen. Hold on. Hello? Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you on the speaker. Go ahead and talk. Can y'all hear her?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
can
sir.
Hear.
Okay, they can hear. Go ahead, go ahead, go, sister. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, woman of God.
Thank you. Yes. My name is Maria T. Jackson, and before September 30th, I was the longest-serving felony court judge in Harris County. And I was the administrative judge over all the felony courts. And the Holy Spirit placed it on my heart to step down from the bench to run and step up and serve the people. And so, as you know, when God asks you to do something, who are we to argue with God?
Nobody.
Amen.
So I said, I don't want to be like Jonah in the belly of the whale for 3 days, or like the Israelites taking 40 years to complete a journey that was only supposed to take 11 days.
Yeah.
So I am running for Harris County Commissioner, Precinct 1. My cousin was Commissioner Franco Lee, and I want to step up and continue the work and continue his service that he did. I want to continue that.
Amen. 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 Well, I know she said on a few minutes, but I want to do right quick. I'm going to ask one of the persons on the line, would you pray for her right quick while she's on the line with us? My sister, would you pray for her while she's on the line?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and pray for her right quick.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together tonight, assembling in your name. Father God, our woman of God, Maria Jackson, she comes to serve your people. Father God, give her the strength and cover her with the blood. Father God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Father God, order her step. Father God, she's a woman of God and she stepped down. She's obedient. Father God, she's here to help your seniors. to help all of your people, black, white, red, blue, brown. Color doesn't matter. She's here to do your will. So, Father God, order her steps and continue to surrender her. Cover her. Saturate her with the blood of Jesus. And Father God, when it's all done, we all will give you the victory and the glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're gonna talk with you later, okay?
All right. And okay. I love you guys.
Hey, we love you too. Bye now.
Love you too. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. See, when you got somebody. Ma'am? Go ahead. What did you say?
Oh, I was just telling Maria, Sister Maria Jackson, have a blessed
mm-hmm.
night.
Amen. But I want to thank you for you took some courage to do what it took some courage to do what you did tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for you. Not saying you're a coward, but I know it's within you. And you did something you didn't want to do for a long, long time. And you had that opportunity. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't me. Don't give me the glory. It's all God. It's all God.
All God.
All good, all God.
Amen. That's what I'm saying to
God
you.
God say, fear ye not. He's with us.
Amen. And one of the things I will say to all of us that we just continue to give God the glory, to praise him, to love him, and to obey him, to say what God is saying, to do what God is saying. As I always say, here's somebody that want to say something. I'm on the line up. The line is over with this number. Your last four is 6892. Are you there? Can we talk?
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir, Dr. Hunter. I am here. And first of all, I just want to say I give honor to God, and I thank him for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the opportunity to be on the line with you all. And if you don't mind, let me listen in and see what you all are giving God the glory about.
Well, we're talking. Well, I'm gonna ask the young man that taught us tonight, Brother Charles. Can you give a shot of what we're talking about?
We're talking about what must I do to be saved?
That's
amen. Amen. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
You
well,
got something
to say? At $1,000, could I be saved?
No, ma'am.
So money won't do it.
No, ma'am. Money won't do it. You got to be willing to empty. You have to be willing to empty yourself of yourself to be saved. You got to be willing to give it all up.
All
everything
up, huh?
That pleases the flesh. Give it all up, and then you can be saved.
What about my children, Dad? I got to get them up.
If they're doing wrong, ma'am, and they're a hindering block to you being saved, yes, you do.
So
wow.
It seems like it's a process, huh?
No, ma'am, it's not a process. It's instantaneous. The minute you're willing to give it all up for Jesus, you can be saved.
It's a moment by moment.
In the twinkle of an eye, you can be saved.
Well, for instance, let's say I know nothing about Jesus Christ. And so how can I know this Jesus that you're talking about? And how can I give him everything that I have?
How can you know this Jesus that we are talking about?
Yes.
Read the scripture, the word of God.
Okay.
Read the scripture.
Okay, is there a particular one I should read?
From the beginning of the Bible to the ending of the Bible, it's talking about Jesus.
Okay.
Genesis.
From the beginning to the ending.
Okay. And who is this Jesus?
He was the one that was known as the Word. When God created himself, the next thing he did was created his Word. He called everything into existence that we see and we don't see. The Word. When it was time to save mankind, when there's no other way out, Jesus, God, looked over to the Word and said, Word, it's time. It's time that you go place yourself in the womb of Mary, that virgin, and be born into the world of man as a man called Jesus.
Amen. Amen. My God, my God. Well, according to, may I come in and say something also?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay, when we take the Bible, we see the word. We see the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all four Gospels were there. But three were set aside because they were synopsis. They had the same language. But the book of John was different altogether because it talked about the Lord Jesus Christ in his life, the latter years he served. Now, the question that I believe that I had to answer that came so fluid to me in the Word was in the Word in the beginning, according to Genesis chapter 1, but in the same book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became God, and God was the Word. And so we read on down to verse 14 in John chapter 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And so when we find that he was the Word, he walked in amongst us, that's why we get it and be known. And to come to know him, we have to accept what he's done for us, believe what he's doing for us, accept what he's doing for us. And as far as we know, if I might just say this here, that every son has to sit on his own bottom. We pray for them. Every daughter, we pray for them. We believe. I believe. I have a son that's 40 years old. I believe for him, but I can't die for him. He has to die for himself. He has to confess for himself. Now, I want to just say this right quick. May I permit me to? The lady that's on the phone with us right now, she had a son that's going almost a lifetime in prison. But when we begin to pray and talk to God, can you tell us the rest of the story, sister? Can you tell us whatever the rest of the story what God did for you? Can we tell?
Well,
I have to put the devil to shame. I have to put the devil to shame.
Yes, sir. And I don't mind telling the story because every time I tell the story, I know that I give God the glory and the honor because
amen.
I take
amen.
No credit for myself, and I know that it was not myself, but I believe in the scripture that says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And
amen.
I take that from the Bible. And so with that being said, yes, my son was arrested in Louisiana. So I found out from one of the court personnel in another city that the headlines of the paper read, Kingpin arrested, taken down. So he was definitely not a kingpin, but he definitely had drugs. They charged him with 14 different charges, and basically he was looking at 20 to life, you know. But like I said, prayers of the righteous availeth much, and
amen.
Prayers went forth
before him. And his bond was, I can't really remember now, but I know it was almost $1 million. And
that's what it was. That's what it was.
I did not have $1 million. And they did reduce it down. We went for a bond reduction. And they reduced it down to, I think it was $125,000. Again, I did not have that kind of money. And if I did have that kind of money, the system was not going to get it. And so he just had to, you know, stay in there, and we just had to keep praying. I was asking different people, and I can truly say that prayers all over the United States was going up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was all said and done, the 14 charges... Let me interject this too. When God is on your side, and when Jesus is your attorney, the judge, the prosecutor, and all of the above, you can expect something to happen. And so when we went to court again, the prosecutor says, afterwards, he says, I don't know how or why I agreed to allow this for him when he's got a rap sheet that's a magazine. And I reached over and told one of the attorneys that's because Jesus Christ is on the seat.
And oh, yeah.
So 14 charges, they reduced it down. They dismissed 12 of the charges. They only charged him for 2. They allowed him to go to a rehab center. So within 1 year's time, that 20 to life, he only did approximately 1 year. 6 months
Amen.
Of it was in the county time. The other 6 months was in a rehab facility. And the, like I said, the charges were dropped. 12 of the charges were dropped. He only had to plead to 2 and go to rehab. And,
my God.
And when I went to pick him up, mind you, I picked him up.
I took him
and I fed him, and I took him to Walmart and bought him some personal items, and then I took him to the facility where he was going to stay. And all I can say is you can't beat God working things out.
Ooh.
He got out, and he got some jobs making money that he never made before in his life. And that has turned him around. If I tell you that God has really made a difference in his life. And, like, I asked him something one time, and he said, who wouldn't serve a God that you serve, you know? And so... the sad had his eyes, you know, because he realized it was not me, you know, it was the God that I serve that worked out for him. Because I have said and said time and time, I said, God, I don't want to close my eyes, and not that I would know when I closed them, you understand me? But I said, God, I don't want to close my eyes, and my son is locked up. You know, and so I tell you that, you know, I'll be 71 this year, and he has been out for a few years now, you know, and working one while working one, a couple jobs in Louisiana, then working jobs here and working 2 at a time. If I want you to know, that's a miracle in itself.
And it's
what an awesome God is saying.
But I want you to know that God can pull the worst of us up and turn us around. None of us, you know, it behooves none of us are short of his arm. And when you, like I heard the gentleman say, when you submit to the Lord, when you give it all up for the master, he'll show up in your life, and he will show out, and he will make
Amen.
Your footsteps. That's the word.
Yeah.
He will make those that are persecuting you have to bow down. And so I want you to know that I serve this Jesus Christ that you were teaching about tonight. I serve him, and, you know, a long time ago, I couldn't even remember, but I went through that sinner's prayer when I was in my youth, you know, and I can't even remember when, but I've gone through that prayer time and time again, and I say that it doesn't matter how many times you say it. Just mean it when you say it, you know. So
Amen.
I don't have a date, you know, like a lot of people say, well, May such and such of this happened, or June 1st, this is what happened, and whatever. I can truly say, you know, like they put on a obituary, that she accepted Christ at an early age. I accepted Christ at an early age. And because I accepted Christ at an early age, I know in my old age, that it was the Lord that protected me, that many that I was exposed to that I could have got involved in, I did not. And it was not by my power, but it was by his spirit, and the prayers of the righteous way back then was still availing, you know, because I didn't get on drugs, you know. I didn't sell my body, you know. There's a lot of, there's a lot of things, and it's not just that. But those are the things that stick out in our mind and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think that God spared me from a lot of things, and he spared me because he had a work for me. You know, when God has a work for you, you will do it, and he will prepare you to do it, you know, and you can't make excuses. You cannot. Y'all think Jonah was making excuses? You can't make no excuses. When God puts his hand on you, God calls you to work. Like when he called the disciples, going past, picking up this one, picking up that one. You know, the same is true for us. When God calls us, we must empty out, as the gentleman said, and we must answer the call.
Amen.
And prayer is needed much today, because it's time our quote-unquote system can acquit a person that has done and said the things they've said. It makes our judicial system a mockery. It makes it a mockery.
Yes.
Because you can lie and do anything and all sorts of things and call people out of their name. You know, when we were growing up, those were fighting words. What? You call me what? You know, so we have a president that's on the bench and says all manner of evil against people, and it's condoned. But God is not asleep.
God is not.
And so we got to pray much. We got to stay on our bending knees. I can just say that. We've got to pray much. You know.
Amen.
And we can't
Amen.
Look, and we can't look
Amen.
At what's going on. Because if we look at what's going on, we'll get discouraged. So we just got to keep on praying and knowing that God's going to work it out. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's going to work it out.
He's going to work it out.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's not going down. He's not going down looking bad.
Well, you know, one thing tonight has been a blessed night again. And I understand our brother been in prison also. He has a testimony. He's going to give it at a later date. We got about 20 seconds left. I want to say these words to us. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. KESK Radio Station will return back to you. The more we talk about the word, can we talk? The more we can enlighten and enlarge the congregations of people that know what God is doing. From a sinner to the threshold, he's able to put us well with civil peace. But until the next time, God bless you and the peace of God be with you. Good night and God bless everyone.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. Y'all have a blessed
night. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Bye-bye.